CEO seek a variance from the rear yard setback for a proposed structure. Sections 115.42 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Sunflower Boulevard, approximately 439 feet west of Moonbeam Way within the Americana Bayside Phase 8 subdivision. The 911 address is 36308 Sunflower Boulevard, Selbyville. The zoning district is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential Planned Community, and the tax district is tax parcel is 533, map 19, parcel 1117.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5.9-foot variance and a 6.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed screen porch. Staff would note we've received zero letters of objection, zero letters of support, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Castillo, and we reside at 85 Grand Supreme Court, but we're here for our property at 36308 Sunflower Boulevard.
Thank you.
Brian Castillo, and I reside at 8511 Green Spring Court in Ellicott City, Maryland.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
We do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm short, so I have to.
That's okay.
So
the mics are adjustable.
I know, that's good. We've never done anything like this before, so we're here because we want to follow the correct protocol for our development. We do live in Bayside, and when we purchased the home back in 2006, we wanted to go ahead and build onto it with a screen and porch or a deck. And at the time, we could have built a 12 by 28 and a half size foot deck, but we didn't at the time because it was just too costly. We did buy at the height of the market. And now, of course, now that we want to do it, we want to follow the correct protocol. We approached our HOA. They said because of the way our lot was sized, it was too small to build a screened in porch, which is what we really want to do now so we can enjoy it, because we do back up to water. As you can see, we back up to a big pond. So we wanted to go ahead and hopefully put in our screened in porch so we can enjoy the backyard without getting eaten up by mosquitoes. Right. So the first question here is uniqueness of property. It is unique because the size of the lot is small, and it's a duplex zoned under MRRPC, which backs up to the water. Of course, when we purchased the lot, we could have built a deck, which was 12 by 28 and a half. We just want to ask for a variance on our rear setback of 6.4, I think it was, which is what Steve Atkins from doing the surveyor recommended, to build just a 12 by 17 deck.
From the back of our house to the pond, it's 38 feet. And we, right now, because of the small lot that we have, if we wanted to build a screened in porch, we could only build it 6 feet deep, which, you know, wouldn't be worth building a screened in porch. So we're only asking to go out 12 feet. That would allow another 26 feet before you get to the pond. Again, there's nothing behind us other than the pond. And we did speak to the architectural review committee and the HOA. They would have to approve anything that we put together, anything we submit before we can do any building. But they indicated that variances have been granted in the past, and whatever variance is granted, they would honor it. What we're asking for is very consistent with what they have throughout Americana Bayside. They have very small lots, and the majority of homes have screened-in porches, and many of them have screened-in porches much larger than we're asking for. In fact, there are several that are upwards of 20 feet deep. We're only talking about 12 feet. And a lot of them, we sent pictures in with the submission. A lot of the screened-in porches that are on duplexes, like we have, go all the way to their pond or to woods or to another person's house, which, again, as you can see, we have a lot of property where nothing is behind us. And we did speak to the individual, the owner that is attached to our duplex, and they don't have any concerns with us doing that. We don't feel by putting that in it would affect any of the owners that live in the close to our area, again, because there's nothing behind us.
But we did speak to our neighbor who is on the other side of us, Henry, and he's afraid he's going to lose sight of the pond, but we did actually stand on his deck last night and there's no way that that's going to give him no more visibility for that entire pond. So the second question, cannot otherwise be developed? We have nowhere else where we can build the screen and porch. It has to be on the back. And like we say, we could have at the time built a 12 by 28 foot deck. And of course, we didn't because it was just too costly at the time. We also could have had an actual pergola put over top of it as well. But we're just assuming that, you know, because of with the mosquitoes and all, we really want to just do a screen and porch.
Well, an important thing to note, too, is when we purchased the home in 2006, and that was when the development first, the community first opened. At the time, we told the salesman that we didn't want to spend any more money, and we didn't add anything to the back. But they indicated, this was Carl Freeman Company, it was their sales representative, that we could always add something on the back down the road. But we didn't realize until we saw the survey, we have such little property behind us to add anything, only, again, 6 feet, which I don't think there's any screened-in porches in Bayside that are as little as 6 feet deep. A lot of them go up to 20 feet deep.
And then number three, not created by the applicant. The developer of the time, of course, like he was saying, said that we could purchase it later on and because of the cost, but of course we just couldn't. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Like we've mentioned, probably 80% of the homes at Bayside have screened-in porches. So it's not like we're asking for something that's outside of the Bayside community. It's not going to affect or alter what the community has already in place. Like he was saying, we have some neighbors that actually have screened-in porches as deep as 20 feet, and we're just asking for a 12 by 17 foot
screened-in porch. One of the main builders in Bayside now is Shell Homes, and we actually called them today, and they said that they recommend to any new homeowners, because they're still selling new homes, both duplexes and single-family homes, they recommend at a minimum a 12-foot deep screened-in porch. And many of the ones they're building, as my wife mentioned, are as deep as 20 feet deep.
Right. And then the minimum variance, this is the smallest that we feel we want to build it because of my disability. In the future, I probably will be having wheelchair access, and I want to just be able to have a nice room where in our retirement I can get around, find around furniture and what have you.
Right. And our plans are, we are planning on moving down here and retiring in Delaware in the next few years. And that's just something that's going to, enable us to enjoy our place so much more, to have a screened-in porch, to be able to sit in the back and to not have mosquitoes and bugs and whatnot.
Okay.
Thank you for your consideration.
Mr. Whitehouse, I assume that when these homes are being built, and because I've heard a lot of, you know, the exist our homes with decks and they could have had it and so forth, I assume that we check those, right?
So we see a lot of permit applications for the various phases in this development, and there are various types, shapes and sizes designed to fit the lots. They all typically fit the buildable area shown on the survey. So in this case, if the builder offered a property with a screen porch included, it presumably would have been within the buildable area at the expense of a shallower dwelling. So yes, we do see a variety in here, but I believe this might be the first variance application for a rear yard.
Well, yeah, I don't recall any before. Yeah. So
there's been a few side yards.
That's why I was asking. Very well. Members, board, any questions?
I have a question. So there's different phases of this development, and in your phase, so you're, to my knowledge, the first person, first people that have asked for a variance. All the others are in their buildable lot. That's just what Mr. Whitehouse said.
For rear setbacks, I don't know. I know a lot of people have asked for side setbacks for variances because they add on patios or screened porches that have come off to the side. So we were told by our HOA people have submitted variances.
Yes, I did speak with our HOA and the architectural committee, and they indicated there have been variances submitted in the past.
Do you have anything in writing from your HOA?
I don't. Because again, they don't really want to get involved, and we haven't submitted any plans to do anything with them until we go through this process first. But I could get information from them.
So you purchased this 13 years ago, and as that picture up there, I don't see any screened-in porches in that phase, and that's what I'm getting at. Once you grant one variance in a phase of a subdivision out of the norm of what everybody else has, then you're opening a door and it's setting a precedent. All these, let me finish, please.
Okay, sure.
All these other people are abiding by the setbacks, and you will be encroaching on that setback, the rear yard, to put this screened-in porch.
Right. Well, that picture there doesn't show a bunch of...
Yeah, the house attached to us has a screened-in porch.
Yeah, and if you see in my application, I actually have tons of pictures of screened-in porches in our development.
But I don't know where they are.
And the majority of the homes on the other side of the street have screened-in porches.
And it doesn't show on this survey that you're connecting as a screened-in porch. The connecting unit...
Okay.
Does not have a screened-in porch.
But you show a picture where they have a screened-in porch.
Right, there's a picture
right there.
And it's also within the building setback.
But it's inside the building. It's the design that they...
It doesn't encroach.
But on Sunflower Boulevard, there are a number, and they're not in that picture, there are a number of homes just right down the street from us that have extended screened-in porches. In fact, a few of them made them three seasons.
But that doesn't mean that they encroach.
That they encroach inside the setback.
Just as your attached neighbor has a screened-in porch, but it doesn't encroach either because it's recessed into the house.
Right. So well, if you had a picture that went further down the street, you'd see those. That just recently, another neighbor added on a screened-in porch and a patio.
Right, which is just like four houses from us.
Okay.
They have added.
And if he got the permit and he's gotten a proper CO, and it's not before us, then it meets the setback requirement.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm not saying they didn't meet the setback, but yeah.
Right.
But she was saying that she doesn't see any screened-in porches on that.
But she's saying that we haven't approved any rear variances.
Oh, okay.
And by doing so, then we potentially set a precedent for future rear screen porches.
Because the HOA did tell me there was one approved in the last year, but again, I don't have the specifics.
Well, if you don't have it in writing, we go by what is presented during the public hearing. So if it's not written and it's not a picture, we cannot take it into consideration.
So the picture I have in the application where it shows, I call it screen porch row, where it's tons of shell homes going down to the point that every single one of those villas has screened in porches attached to the back.
But that's just been built, correct? That's a different phase.
Right.
Well,
it's all the same community.
It's the Bayside community.
It's all the same community.
The question is, are they encroaching?
Well, a lot of them, you can look at the picture, go right to the pond. And I don't know how the property line could be right to the pond.
Well, sometimes property lines go into water.
Right.
Well, that's why
we're unlucky with
it's odd the way ours was drawn up, the 38 feet before you get to the water. It's very odd.
Okay.
I have no other questions.
Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? Is there anyone here that is in opposition? Okay, if you folks would like to have a seat, you can come up and be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
First name's Henry, last name's Shimura, Chmura, 1403 Valley Forge Way, Abingdon, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. My only objection to this addition, or whatever you want to call it, porch, is that when I bought in that development, I was told it was a premium lot, and that's because it backed up to that pond. And in this development, the view is everything. It adds value to your home. And even though they're coming 12 foot off their house, it still takes away some of the view from my deck. I'm sorry, I failed to mention that I'm right next to them. I'm the
in 384, is it?
Yeah. 36314.
Not okay. That one. That's another neighbor. It's over to the right.
He's right there where
the cursor is. Can you point that out, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Can you go point that out where you're at?
Yeah, right there.
Where the cursor is. Okay.
Right where the cursor is. Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, and in my opinion, any view that you lose is, you know, you're losing value in my investment. And that was my major concern, is that because they want to encroach on that boundary line, I'm going to lose money in my investment.
So when you purchased your property, you paid a premium to be on that pond?
That's correct.
Because of the view?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Go right ahead.
To your knowledge, are there any screened-in porches that encroach into the setback, in your opinion?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I don't have anything else.
Okay.
There's no porches on that pond at all?
Are there porches on that pond?
Yes.
As they stated, right next to them, they have a screened-in porch. Outside of that, I'm not sure. I can't say for sure.
But it doesn't encroach.
It doesn't encroach. It's set back into the house.
Correct.
Yeah, it's this picture in our package.
Yeah.
And it's recessed into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Any questions from other members or Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we deny case number 12,284 based on the fact that there have been no other variances granted into the setback in this rear yard setbacks in this subdivision.
Okay.
And it's out of character with the neighboring properties.
Okay.
I believe it's created by the applicant.
And I do believe they do not meet all the five standards, because one says that it would not be created by the applicant, and they in fact are creating it.
Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second. I agree with Mrs. McGee that they're creating it, and I think we'd be setting the purpose there. That whole development.
Very well. So the motion and the second to deny case number 12,284. So by roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye.
Aye to deny.
Aye to deny.
And Mr. Williamson.
Aye to deny for the reasons stated.
Okay. And Mr. Workman.
Aye. Deny.
And Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. For the reasons that have been stated, so unfortunately your case is denied.